Thank you. I want to thank you all for your patience this afternoon and all of that. It's so important. You know, even if you don't come up for prayer, that anointing and the prayers are just being flowing over you. So really, you know, just receive what you need from the Lord. You know, the Lord's not, we can't box him in. You know, we don't have to stand here and you know, lay hands on each other for him to really work in our lives. So know that time that we've spent in that anointing of prayer is working in all of your lives, okay? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The other thing that I kind of wanted oh, hallelujah. Excuse me. I had this cold.
It's pushed.
The one thing that I just kind of wanted to just elaborate on just a little bit, touch base on from what you heard this morning, is you know, when we're in a place of worship, when we're worshiping God, and that transition's coming where from that praise part into that worship part, that should always lead us into that place of contemplative prayer. It should always lead us into that quiet place with God. That's where he ministers to us. That's where he ministers to us. So I just want to encourage you that whenever you're in that place and you're worshiping God and then that kind of dies down, just go into that quiet place, even if it's just for 5 minutes. You know, you don't even have to speak words. You know, you don't even have to speak words. It's just a transfusion of love. So, yeah, it's just a wonderful place to be. So, I go there often. I suggest you do, because no one can minister to us like God can in those times. So, praise God. And the other thing that I wanted to just touch, give you a really quick testimony about was the Lord spoke to me, and he told me he wanted to give me the gift of healing, but there was a lot of pride in my life that he needed to work on. I think it's really important that we continue to identify those areas of pride in our life. Pride is what stops the flow and the anointing. You know, it's probably the one most powerful, you know, things that can really keep us from really operating and being that best version of ourselves. Really work on those areas of pride. But I remember one time after the Lord said this to me, I was in the confessional at a conference, and I was with this one priest, very meek. This man was just beautiful, holy, holy man of God. And I'm telling him with some struggles that I was having with my daughter. And he just kind of looked up. You could tell he was really hesitant to tell me. And he said, you know, that's pride. I was like, oh, praise the Lord! And he about jumped off his chair because I was so excited. Because the Lord said he's going to reveal these areas of pride to me. And there's so much that we don't even realize that's pride. So really work on that area in your lives. I just really want to suggest. Now, this talk that we're giving this afternoon is about leadership. Leadership. Important roles. Again, we have to recognize everyone here is called and gifted. We need leadership in our lives. We need authentic leadership in our lives. Authentic leadership. This is so important. And in the absence, when we're in a place where it's absent of genuine leadership, what tends to happen is the people that haven't really been trained, the people that aren't really anointed, will kind of step up to that role. If they see that someone's in leadership that really isn't courageous or really is self-fulfilling, people tend to, instead of taking over their leadership, will try to assume that role even though they're not ready. Okay? And this is You know, God always anoints us to do what we have to do, but we are in desperate, desperate need of this world, of that genuine, authentic leadership. And, you know, the one thing that we have to look at, and I think a lot of you are in prayer groups right now, is what's going on in our prayer groups. I think you really need to start looking at, you know, are you raising up new leaders? Do you have a core group in your prayer groups? You know, you guys gathering to pray, things like that. We need to be help raising up these people to go out and serve. Everyone is gifted. It helps to identify the gifts, where you're gifted, and help those people be raised in those gifts. But we really need to start raising up those leaders. We need to start assuming those roles that God's calling us to. We need to be discerning. We need to be asking God where he is. And I'll tell you what, he never keeps us in a place forever. He always wants more in our life. He always wants to stretch us. He always wants to take us beyond where we even think that we can go. So, you know, just to spend that time every day. Get out of bed. Before you get out of bed, come Holy Spirit. You know, come Holy Spirit, guide me. God is such a gentleman that he will never, ever do anything without your will, against your will. He will never do it, ever. He's just so gentle. So we have to give him permission. It's not just a one-time thing. You know, St. Paul says that he daily surrendered, you know, his life and picked up his cross. Daily, daily. This is a daily act, aligning our will with the will of God. So we have to be conscious of that. We have to be conscious that we don't get into that mindset that we're thinking, oh, why? Well, God knows. I've told him before, 10 years ago, he knows. He knows. He can read my heart. He wants that. He wants that to come out of our mouths. He wants that. He wants us to be in agreement with him in that. So, and again, he's such a gentleman that he's just not going to, he's just not going to go against our will. The one thing that we have to really watch out for is our own limitations. I think many of us, when God is calling us, the first thing, you know, we want to surrender our lives. We want to have the Holy Spirit released within us. We want to learn about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Knowledge, 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 knowledge. And, you know, one of the things about the baptism in the Holy Spirit is one of the fruits of that is that the Lord does bring forth that thirst of knowledge. So when we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit starts working in those areas, so we're really thirsting the knowledge of who he is. So we need action. God requires action from us. Action. So we need to really participate in this in a very active way. Take this seriously, because God will do mighty things in your life through all this. You know, one of the things that we can expect when we go to serve the Lord, and we are all called to go and serve. We're all called to be disciples of the Lord. Not one of us here does God have any less a plan for. So to really get to that place where you are operating in joy, much joy, and just really having a fulfilled life, you know, you need to be growing in these areas constantly. It is not stagnant ever, ever, ever. You know, a priest was once telling me that there was he was visiting one of his parishioners in the hospital, and he said that half of her face was, you know, probably eaten away with cancer, and you know, she had long term hospital stay, and he said she never complained about. She never complained about the suffering, physical pain that she was going through. But he said that that she said, you know, why does God keep me here? I just want to go home. I just want to go home. I just want to go home. And he said that this lady, from the moment she woke up to the moment she went to bed, she prayed. She prayed. She was an intercessor. God was using her as an intercessor. Do you know how lacking we are of intercessors in this world? God was using her in a great way. He's not ready to take her. We need her. But, you know, it's like when you're really operating in the gifts that God gives you, you don't even really realize that they're really, you're operating in those gifts. That's why it's important to recognize them. You know, it's exciting because then when you know that they are there and you're operating with them, it gives you glory. So, but one of the things that can really keep us from stepping up in that leadership is fear. We've addressed that. It's been addressed, I don't know how many times today. But this is a huge, huge, huge stumbling block. You know, it's that spirit of fear. It can paralyze you, absolutely paralyze you, keep you from going one step, one step. And I have to tell you that when I first came to the Lord, I was I worked at a job for 20 years, and same job. I was a manager, an office manager for a group of surgeons, and they brought in an administrator. The practice got really big, brought in an administrator, and the administrator told me that I was too compassionate for my job. I was too compassionate, and you know, I needed to really toughen up. And I went to the Lord and I said, "Well, I can't change my values. I can't change my, you know, my morals and my values for any job. So if you don't want me here, you have to remove me." Well, within 5 days, I was fired. Yeah, 5 days, I was fired. So be careful what you ask. No, praise God, He did what He did. But the thing about it is when the Lord did take me from that, I did pray. You know, we should always be praying in these times. I prayed, you know, what is it? Where do you want me to go? Where do you want me to go? And the Lord said, wait. Wait. How many times have you heard that? Wait. Okay. Biggest thing when we're discerning things in our lives, especially in important roles and leadership, you know, important decisions, one of the most important things I can tell you is that when you go to God and you pray, if He says go, you go. You need to be obedient. You go. You don't even question it. Okay, if you start thinking about it, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. So when He says go, you go. If you don't hear, if you don't know in your heart, and when I'm talking about hearing, I'm not talking about audible voices for any of you that don't know. I'm just talking about a thought or something that comes into your heart. And if you don't know, you don't budge. Do not budge. This is a waiting period God's calling you to. So when you have things, he's raising, and He's changing things right now. I mean, things are just, He's just changing everything. And I can just see it in the spiritual realm. He's just really making a lot of changes. So He's going to be calling you to different places. He's stretching you. He's calling you out of your comfort zone. Right now. Do we like that?
No.
No, it's hard. It's hard. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot. You have to battle that fear. You have to push through it. You have to push through the fear. We don't have a choice. We don't. The one thing that we really need to start praying for is that the gift of courage. We need the gift of courage. We cannot be sustained in this day and time, in our place and in our ministry without this. Now, the interesting thing about the gift of courage is that courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the ability to push past that fear. Okay? This is really important. because you think that you're not operating in courage, and you may be. So it's not that the fear is gone. I think that there will always be parts of our life that we might be, you know, fearful to step through because that's just our human nature. But that when the courage is really operating, it's when we can rise above that fear and step out. You know, we can rise above that fear that we may have to stand in front of people, you know, and give a witness, a testimony of what God's doing in our lives. And those are important things. When God moves in your life, you're a witness. You're called. You're called to witness those things. And it takes courage. It takes a lot of courage. But, you know, this is fear is really the most dominant emotion in our society today. You know, it truly dictates our decision making. It dictates, you know, what we're going to do with the day. It dictates if we go right, if we go left. You know, if this is really operating in us. So we really need to be recognizing those things. And as I said earlier this morning about the trials that God puts you through, recognize where you are in that trial. If it's fear you're experiencing, God wants to release you of that fear. He wants to train you how to overcome and grow above that, so the next trial that you're in is not going to be fear-based decisions that you're making, but faith-based decisions. Amen? Mm-hmm. Yeah, courage. We really need the courage of the Lord. And it can happen. It can happen. Trust me, I've seen His move so much in my life. And you know, through this, through losing my job, I was at a place where, you know, again, I told you earlier, I was very, very shy. Very, very, very shy. Had hardly any self-confidence. When I was growing up, my dad was in sales, so we moved a lot. I went to 12 schools in my 12 years of high school. So we moved around a lot, so it was hard for me to establish relationships, things like that. So the security of this job was very important in my life. And then the Lord told me to wait. Well, I've never waited on anything in my life before, ever. I just wasn't at that place spiritually, but I did. And I can't tell you anything else besides the fact that I couldn't. Every time I tried to go look for a job, because I had three children to support. Every time I would try to look for a job, I just couldn't. I felt like I was denying God. I felt like, because God had told me if I went out and got a job, I wouldn't be available for where He needed me. So, and I had to wait. And I knew this was very important. And, you know, I was in jeopardy of losing my house, and I did. My house foreclosed. The thing that the Lord told me was that He would provide for me. Okay, but His provisions for me were not what I would expect them to be. I wanted everything to stay comfortable. But what He did was He cleansed me of all this materialistic things that I was really holding on to. I mean, it was incredible. All these materialistic things I was holding on to, all these idols, He just really cleansed in this time. And I had to go through a lot. My family didn't understand it, of course. You know, you love your children. You don't want to see them suffering, making bad decisions, things like that. But God was so good. It was like one time my dad called me up, and my dad is a very holy man. And he was like, What are you doing? I'm like, Dad, I don't know, but I just know that God's doing something. And I said, just pray about it. If He brings you peace, then you'll know I'm on the right track. And so I had a prayer room at the time. I just went in and just felt prostrate. And I was just like, God, I stop here. You know, unless I know this is from You, I'm stopping. I'm not going further. You're going to have to show me. Now, this is discernment. It's important. You need discernment. You need that confirmation from God. And when I told my dad on the phone, I said, Dad, you know, I'm not expecting. God never said that He was just going to, you know, send this money and it's going to show up in the mail. But he did say he would provide. And after I got off the phone with my dad, a couple hours later, I get a knock on my door, and there's this lady that had kind of come through my house a week before, and she's standing, and she's like, "You don't recognize me, do you?" And I'm like, "No, I don't." And she said, "Well, I walked through your house last week, and when I saw you, I just saw Christ's light shine so brightly in you." And she said, "I've been praying for you every day." And she said, "When I got up this morning, the Lord told me to bring this over," and she handed me $300 cash. And the Lord said, "I won't even make you walk to your mailbox." You know, I'm going to provide, you know. So it's important when God is moving us to a different area, and he always does. He always wants us to grow. You know, keep it in prayer. You have to keep it in prayer. But you have to take courage. There was so much fear. I was overwhelmed with so much fear in those times. But God gave me the strength to take it one step, and then one step, and then one step. It's just like the headlights on a car will only show us so far. God doesn't tell us that we need to have all the answers. Never does he tell us that. But he wants us to be obedient. He wants us to be obedient. So, but practicing courage, every time that you practice that courage, when you're standing against that fear, and you see the victory come through that, that courage gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And the reason, you know, I hear people tell me all the time, "Pray for me for patience. Pray for me to love more. Pray for me." You know, these fruits that are so important in our lives, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And you know what? Every time that we ask God to increase these virtues, he's like, you're praying for patience. He's going to put you in positions where you are going to be impatient all the time. One moment after moment, you know, one thing after another, he's going to put you, so you can practice those patience. So you can practice that virtue. Because if God just came up to you and said, "You're patient," you're going to go right back to where you were before, because it's our character. He wants to change our characters. So if he's placing you in a place where you're impatient all the time, no, he's working on patience. If he's placing you in people that are unlovable, he's working with love in your life. So just recognize those things and allow God to help you work through that. It's an important thing. Because what we need is courageous, bold leadership in this world. Bold leadership. You know, the one thing that just amazes me is that the charismatic renewal, and I know not all of you are involved in the renewal. I know some of you come from different, this might be your first experience. But I'll tell you what, this is a ministry that's very close to my heart, obviously. But there's so much persecution. There's so much persecution against the charismatic renewals in this day and age. And, you know, it's hard to stand in that place of persecution. It's hard to stand in that place, you know, where people just think that you're crazy, that you're, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that comes against us. But, you know, we have to remember one thing, is that when Jesus came in this world to minister, he turned everything upside down. Everything. Everything. He challenged everything. You know, the way that they're thinking, the way they were teaching, the way that, you know, they were receiving. You know, he was, we really have to take his leadership into example when we go forth in all of this. And we have to be careful. I just really want to encourage you to be careful, you know, for the things that come out of our mouths. You know, are we judging other ministries? Are we criticizing? Or, you know, when someone comes up, you know, what's going through our mind when someone comes up for prayer, and, you know, there might be a manifestation or something of the Holy Spirit that, you know, you're not familiar with, and it makes you uncomfortable, and you think, "Oh, that's just, you know, I don't know what's going on here." You know, Satan's really tricky about that stuff. He's so much opposed to your growth and leadership and what he wants to do, that he just speaks those lies to you. So so really, again, just we really want to focus on that leadership that Jesus showed us here on this earth. And, you know, the one thing that we have to, that I try to remember every day is, first of all, I want to recognize, and I think we all need to do this, especially in prayer groups, is we want to recognize, you know, that what is God doing in the people around us? What is God doing in the people all around us, this group that we have? Where are these gifts coming from? You know, like I said, knowledge of the gifts is so important, so you can recognize these and help people when they, especially if they're new in the Spirit. And he always wants to raise them up. You can't hoard that stuff. You know, it's like that hoarding that we can do. That we don't want to hoard these spiritual things. We don't want to stay in the same position forever, because God wants to move us into something else. You know, he wants to move us and stretch our boundaries. So he's going to raise up someone to take that place. It's like I know that that the place I'm in right now as the director, I know this isn't the place, the only place that God has for me. He's going to be moving me at some point in time, and I have to be ready for that. And you have to be ready for that. Because we need it. This is the time, again, this is the time and the place where God is saying, where's your yes? Your yes is your yes. And if you're in a place, you know, I recognize that there's some people that don't have prayer groups around them, that don't have that that ability. But, you know, God has resources all over the place. I want to give you, before I close here, I want to give you my contact information, because this the information I gave you about the spiritual gift test, I know I just introduced this motivational gift to you, and I know that people are confused about this. So when you take this test today, like I said, getting to identify where your gift is going to be a huge step. When you take this test, please do not spend too much time reflecting on the questions. This should just flow, okay? If you spend too much time on it, you're going to be overthinking things. Just let it kind of flow as you're taking the test. Also, I have more information available on these gifts at the summer. I just couldn't bring them all with me, so I'm going to give you my contact information. It's already on there. Praise God, it's on the back of the test. Okay, there it is. Thank you.
Maybe just write her name.
Yeah, Jackie Temple. So feel free to contact me if you have any questions. Because the one thing that we don't want to do is we don't want to let Satan keep us in a confused state. So just to wrap up, that we need leadership in this world. We need authentic leadership. We need people that can lead and encourage. We were never, ever, ever supposed to lead in fear, or to be led by fear, ever. You know, it's be not afraid. New Testament. You know, how many times is it in there? I believe that Matthew Kelly points out that do not be afraid is in the New Testament. Most common phrase. Be not afraid in the Old Testament was the same, you know, the way that they phrased it. But combined, it's in the Bible over 1,000 times. 1,000 times. Isn't that amazing? God's trying to tell us something. He knew. That's why he sent his Spirit. He knew we cannot do this on our own. All right. So I just want to encourage all of you just to really, you know, pray daily. Seek God. He has that place where you know that he has an important mission for you. You have to do this. You have to. The world needs you. God needs you. Like it was said, he doesn't need us. He wants to. He chooses to use us. And I'll tell you, when you are operating in the gifts that you're gifted in, there's so much joy. There is so much joy. And you don't mind doing it. It's not difficult. It's not hard. But there's just immeasurable joy in serving the Lord. So praise God. Praise God. All right. Thank you.